When this property that is now our campus was first acquired, it was an overgrown goat farm. Lots of landscaping and manicuring needed to be done on the land in order to prepare it for the church's construction. The decision was made to bring in some special help to take care of the grass.
Well, shortly after we purchased the land for our new church home, we realized that the upkeep of the grass growing around here was going to be difficult to maintain. So in a conversation about the problem, my husband, Mills, said, we have a neighbor who is raising cattle on the land. I'll ask him if he would be interested in bringing some of them to the property. Well, the owner said yes, he would, and he brought four springers, which are actually pregnant cows, to the property, and they were very happy to be here. Our neighbor in the back was delighted to have the cows there, and he brought some special feed and for them and kind of looked after them, actually. After a few months, the time came when the builders were ready to clear the property for our new church, so the cows had to go back. We called the owner, and he came with his trailer, and the cows all walked onto it, and off they went to their previous home. The next morning, Reverends Ron and Lenore Scott got a call that there was a calf on the property, and he was pretty upset, and he was crying out for his mother. Apparently, the calf had been hunkered down in the back of the property and was very quiet, and the owner was not aware that he had even been born.
Here are Ron and Lenore Scott telling that story from their point of view.
The grass was so high that they needed to have it cut, and they used to talk about goats being there and all, and well, we didn't want goats. And so a friend of a friend of the church offered to give us cows so that the cows could eat the grass down. And so one day they came with their truck, and they opened the back, and half a dozen cows got out, and they just loved that field, and they just ate off that field. But we noticed they were getting awful big, awfully fast. And sure enough, they were pregnant cows.
When the owner of the cows opened the truck and said, "All you cows who want to go, get in," he said, and all the cows that got in were pregnant. They're pregnant cows, already
so
to have calves.
We used to laugh that it was a pregnant idea. There were pregnant ideas they were bringing to this church. And then as we were walking around, we saw this little tiny little baby cow.
We actually got a call from a neighbor who
That's
said,
true.
"There's
they forgot one.
They forgot one of the cows when they took them away. And there was a baby calf that was still there."
And then that was just the most charming, beautiful sight and just fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was like God just provided miracles the whole time through this whole process, the first 5 years, the second 5 years, the third 5 years. It was like God was just giving us these wonderful gifts.
Please proceed to stop number 17.